This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Ghana's parliament this afternoon and hold an interaction with the Indian community in Accra. On the second and last day of his tour to Ghana, Mr. Modi will also visit the Nkrumah Memorial in Accra, which is the spot where Kwame Nkrumah made the Declaration of Ghana's Independence. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and Ghana President John Dramani Mahama held delegation-level talks, and the two nations agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive partnership. Four MOUs in the fields of culture, standards, Ayurveda and traditional medicine and a joint commission mechanism were signed between the two countries. Both leaders welcomed growing bilateral trade and Indian investments in Ghana and also spoke of defense and security cooperation.
हम एक मत है कि आतंकवाद मानवता का दुश्मन है आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में सहयोग के लिए हम गाना का आभार प्रकट कर रहे हैं इस संदर्भ में हमने काउंटर टेररिज्म में आपसी सहयोग को और मजबूत करने का निर्णय किया है पश्चिम एशिया और यूरोप में चल रहे कॉन्फ्रेंस को लेकर हम दोनों ने गहरी चिंता व्यक्त की है हमारा मानना है कि युद्ध का युग नहीं है डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी से ही समस्या का समाधान होना चाहिए
Later, Prime Minister Modi received the National Honour of Ghana, Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, from John Mahama in recognition of his distinguished statesmanship and influential global leadership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Trinidad and Tobago tonight on the second leg of his five-nation visit. He will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangalu, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Basesar, and discuss further strengthening of bilateral relations. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani, High Commissioner of India to Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Pradeep Rajpurohit, touched on various aspects of Prime Minister Modi's visit to the country.
The preservation of the cultural and ties and the festivals and way of life of our country in this part of the world so far away, and that is indeed incredible. On this occasion, and being so much Indian culture rooted in this landscape of the country, visit of Honorable Prime Minister of India to Trinidad and Tobago is a momentous occasion in their history.
The annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra formally commenced today from twin routes of Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district and Baltal in Central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. Amid tight security, the administration allowed Yatris to move from both routes towards the holy cave early in the morning. After an overnight halt, the search operation resumed this morning to neutralize the terrorists in a dense forested area in Kishtwar district of Jammu and Kashmir. An encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces in the area last evening when police, the army and CRPF launched a search operation following specific information about the presence of terrorists. The officials said the terrorists opened fire on noticing the security search parties, leading to a gunfight, which continued till late night. U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Mignon Houston has announced that student visa applications for the United States are now open and encouraged students to apply. She emphasized that all visa decisions are based on national security and that students must use their visas strictly for study purposes. In cricket, India will resume play on day two of the second test in the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series against England this afternoon at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Yesterday, India were 310 for 5 on the first day of the match. Skipper Shubman Gill with 114 runs and Ravindra Jadeja with 41 runs were at the crease. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading in the positive territory in forenoon trade today, tracking firm cues from Asian markets and optimism around a possible inter-US trade deal. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 225 points to 83,634 and the NSE Nifty 50 added 55 points to 25,508 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.